Hey, we got Doug on the line at 308-8867. Hey there, Doug. Welcome to the show. How you doing today?
Very good here. Glad to talk to you all. I came by and spoke to you all there at the studio yesterday during the blood drive.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
And I've done my research as requested on the honeysuckle variety that I was
looking
for. And
we've done a little research, too, so go ahead.
And what I found out, here's what I'm apparently looking for. I'm looking for the pink lemonade honeysuckle.
Yeah.
Now, that is listed as being the, now don't make fun of my Latin here, Lunacera heckrotti.
No!
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Doug, you just set yourself up. I couldn't help it.
No, I'm actually looking at a pronunciation guide.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you
you're
how
probably
bad
right.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about us knowing what's right, Doug.
Notice we're not correcting you. Yeah. We're just laughing.
Now, here's the problem. That Latin name seems to be associated with both the pink lemonade and something called the gold flame.
And lots of others.
Sir?
Yeah, the those names that you're giving, the pink lemonade and the gold, are just selections or varieties. So they're the same species.
Okay, but they can be the same species and still vary widely in terms of the color variation.
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's apparently I think one of the complications. I actually got a very nice email back from a vendor on eBay. Who had a nice looking heckrotti gold flame for sale, and I wrote him last night, and he got back to me this morning and said that no, his were not the pink lemonade, but now that he saw the pictures of them, which I sent him a link, he said he's going to try to get it so he can sell it himself because it was very attractive.
Maybe starting all over again.
Yeah, I really can't. I found a couple of local nurseries across the U.S. that seem to be selling this, but no one in Texas, and I was not able to follow my instructions given to me by the good doctors on finding who markets it.
Okay.
Well, it
didn't pop up, huh?
No.
As a nurse.
Charles Martelli is familiar with
he had heard you talk a little bit when he was listening
yesterday. His issue with it is that it is the most susceptible honeysuckle to, just as Jerry mentioned, powdery mildew. So it's people in this climate are usually not satisfied with it because of the problems that we have with it getting the disease.
Okay, I did find two articles where people were writing in about what is this that I've got on there, and apparently it was powdery mildew.
Yeah. Okay, that's it, yeah. So that's probably why they don't stock it around here, which I appreciate, because we don't want to be selling it, especially in Millburgers, or anything that's going to give the customer problems later on.
Well, that certainly makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you have any feel for whether that also applies to the gold flame, or, would it when we're talking about varieties of a species, are we talking about
generally the ones that are sold here at Millburgers and at your mom and pop places will be acceptable to the area. We had one Greg Grant found, and we were going to name it Pam's Pink Honeysuckle after a Pam Puree.
I found that one listed on the Plant Answers.
There you go. And we're going to make it a Texas Superstar. I took that thing to Dallas. I mean, it did real good down here. It didn't seem to have any mildew in East Texas, but when we took that thing to Dallas, a year before we were going to promote it on the market, it came down with severe powdery mildew. Now, I don't know whether it's weather conditions or what caused it, but we had to pull it. And
okay.
So it's not readily available on the market, and we did not ever make it a Texas Superstar. So the honeysuckles that are being sold now in the area that you can find pretty good resistant to some of the diseases problems we have around here.
Okay. I was trying to remember what mine is. I thought it was coral something, which I can't remember what the selection was called.
Though. Yeah.
Well, something red, maybe.
You know, it's interesting. It looks like y'all looked at that Pabst Pink in 2003. And 2003 seems to be like a magic year for honeysuckles, because I found quite a few listings for honeysuckles, like in 2003 catalogs online.
Yeah.
And it's like they all fell off the earth in 2004.
Well,
maybe it was a bad disease year.
Lots of weather conditions.
I wonder if that may be true, and it's not. It was more a 2003 problem rather than a species problem.
Yeah, but when you're putting stuff on the market, you can't. You know, people are waiting to gun you down. So you look for the bad years. You look for the bad years, and if it ever goes bad on you once, you don't take a chance on putting it on the market and that occurring again.
And what happens is somebody like you might resurrect it, and we have a bunch of good years, and everybody wants it again, and then the nurseries say, well, I'll take another chance on it and see what happens.
And then when it goes bad, they've got millions of dollars worth of property and plant material on the ground that they can't give away. You know, word spread, this is no good. And so we have to be very careful on the plant material that we.
But during the commercial, I'm going to see if we've got which selections we've got here on that honeysuckle. If we got,
okay.
I know we had a bunch this spring. I don't know what we got left.
All right, that's coming up in just a second. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you very much.
Great questions, Doug.
You did some good research there, guy.
I even left it all up on the computer so I could refer to it.
Now say that name one more time for us.
That's the
Lonicera.
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 Is that what it is, Lonicera?
No.
Tom, y'all don't know.
That's right. We don't know.
I realize that now.
He's older and wise.
And that's the first step toward recovery off this program is realizing that we don't.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. You take care.